Welcome to this podcast about Noatak River and Kotzebue Sound in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Noatak River starts from several small cirque glaciers on the northeast flank of Mount Ikikpak in the Schwatka Mountains and flows generally west for 425 miles to Hotham Inlet in Kotzebue Sound, about 75 miles southeast of Kivalina and 6 miles north-northeast of Kotzebue, Alaska. In 1853, Surgeon John Simpson of the Royal Navy named the river Inland River on a map. The name appears to be a general translation of the Inupiat word Nunalak, which can also mean new land or belonging to the land. The river drains a watershed of about 8,062,073 acres south of the Brooks Range Continental Divide and north of the Arctic Circle. Mount Ikikpak, located in the gates of the Arctic National Park and Preserve, rises to a summit of 8,510 feet. The source glaciers lie above 4,000 feet. From there, the river flows generally northwest for 50 miles through the central Brooks Range, then westward for about 200 miles through the Aniuk Lowlands and the Cutler River uplands in the Noatak National Preserve. Along this course, it passes through Grand and Noatak Canyons, draining the DeLong Mountains to the north and the Baird Mountains to the south. The river then turns southwest, flowing about 105 miles to the only permanent village along its course, also called Noatak, before continuing another 70 miles through the Mission Lowlands to Hotham Inlet. The inlet was named in 1826 by Captain Frederick W. Beechey in honor of Sir Henry Hotham, a Lord of the British Admiralty. The basin is the largest undeveloped watershed in the United States. Transportation relies on boats in summer, snow machines in winter, and aircraft year-round, although there are no roads. Numerous winter trails are available. In 1980, 330 miles of the upper Noatak were designated as part of the National Wild and Scenic Rivers System. During the last glacial maximum of the late Pleistocene, glaciers advanced into the Noatak River Valley from the east, north, and south. They flowed down the upper valley from rugged peaks at its head, merging with tributary glaciers from cirque-headed valleys along the southern flank. Farther down, small glaciers advance northward from the Baird Mountains, while larger ones emerge from the DeLong Mountains. The DeLong glaciers expanded southward, covering parts of the valley floor and damming the river in successive advances to form a series of glacial lakes. More extensive advances dammed vast lakes that eventually overflowed, filling the Aniuk Lowland. Overflow water spilled north through Howard Pass, south via the Hunt River into the Kobuk system, and west along channels skirting the glacier margins. The upper valley is dominated by a massive terminal moraine near Douglas Creek, deposited between 25,000 and 15,000 years ago. Older end moraines farther down lie beneath lake deposits in the Aniuk Lowland, yet remain visible as arc-shaped drainage divides. The Cutler River area once hosted glacial lakes, the oldest likely dammed by the Cutler Moraine that crosses the valley floor near the Cutler River mouth. The western Aniuk Lowland, stretching from the Cutler River mouth to the lower Niuktuk River, is marked by large end moraines deposited by DeLong glaciers that flowed southeast along the Niuktuk Valley before advancing up the Noatak. Down valley from the Nanuktuk, DeLong glaciers flowed south through the Kalaktivik, Kukaruk, and Kelly drainage systems, deflecting the Noatak into a more southerly course along the north flank of the Baird Mountains. These glaciers dammed the river near their valley mouths, and when they receded, glacial lakes expanded northward. This glacial legacy has profoundly shaped the valley's geomorphology. Today, glacier ice has vanished except for remnant cirques in the headwaters, although the entire watershed remains underlain by continuous permafrost, possibly to depths of 600 to 800 feet. Archaeological investigations in the Noatak Valley have uncovered artifacts dating to 11,700 years ago, Historical Inupiat inhabitants recognized two culturally distinct groups, the lower river, now Pactomiut, meaning people of the trees, and the upper river, Noatagmiut, meaning people of the inland river. The groups maintained close ties that underscored their seasonal interdependence in hunting and fishing. The Noatagmiut spent most of their lives hunting inland caribou, and after the breakup in early summer, traveled to Shashalik on the coast to hunt seals, beluga whales, and trade. The now Pactomiut journeyed west in spring to an area south of Kivalina, and later headed south from there to Shashalik for seals and belugas. They stayed briefly with the Noatagmiut before both groups ascended the river. Once inland, the Naupactomiut fished for chum and pink salmon, while the Noatagmiut fished during their ascent and hunted caribou upon reaching their upper settlements. Inupiat from the middle and upper Kobuk also traveled to the upper Noatakan Fall to hunt sheep and caribou before reuniting with their wives at Kobuk fishing camps. Archaeological remains reveal villages along Noatak lakeshores dating to the 1600s, settlements likely disrupted, if not decimated, by diseases introduced by Europeans. In 1850, men from HMS Plover under William Pullen first explored the lower Noatak during an unsuccessful expedition to rescue Sir John Franklin and search for the Northwest Passage. Following the 1867 Alaska Purchase, further surveys occurred, and prospectors arrived in 1898 as a consequence of the Klondike Gold Rush. The village of Noatak originated as a fishing and hunting camp in the 1800s. In the early 1900s, missionaries Robert and Carrie Sam settled there, prompting nearly all remaining valley inhabitants to concentrate in the village. These historical patterns reflect a long tradition of environmental adaptation in a challenging Arctic landscape. This continuum of cultural adaptation and resource management underscores the Inupiat's enduring resilience and deep connection to the Arctic landscape. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.